The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Kama chloike shehi l'shem shemayim, every dispute that is for the sake of heaven, meaning it is sincere, with pure intentions, it's not driven by ego or personal gain, soifel iskaim, it is destined to endure. It will lead to lasting value. It will lead to positive outcomes. Hishe'ena l'shem shemayim, but any dispute that is not for the sake of heaven, ain't soifel iskaim, it will not endure. This leads to destruction and division. And the Mishnah continues, what is an example of a dispute for the sake of heaven? Zu machloikas hil v'shamay. The argument between hil and shamay. And what is an example of a dispute not for the sake of heaven? The argument of Korach and his colleagues. Korach represents the prototype of machloikas, the very symbol of dissension and discord. So how do we know whether machloikas is truly l'shem shamayim? So here's the test. If both sides genuinely love and respect each other, they're just debating this specific issue, then it's a sign that their disagreement is l'shem shamayim. But if the disagreement leads to personal animosity, even if it didn't start that way, that is not l'shem shamayim. And this is what the Mishnah is telling us. Ezuhi machloikas shi l'shem shamayim. How do I know if what I'm arguing about right now is l'shem shamayim? And the answer is, zu machloikas hil v'shamayim. If it resembles the machloikas between hil and shamayim, then it is l'shem shamayim. Because despite their strong disagreements in halacha, Hillel and Shammai loved and honored each other deeply. They were close friends. They were even mishadach with each other. They argued not to win, but to uncover the truth and to determine Ratzon Hashem. But when people argue and it gets personal, they stop speaking to each other, they don't attend each other's simchas, that is not a machloikas l'shem Shammai. Korach and his followers harbored a personal hatred towards Moshe Rabbeinu. Their dispute wasn't about the truth. They were ready to stone Moshe Rabbeinu. And this proves that their conflict was not l'shem shamayim. So using this test, we can determine if we are arguing l'shem shamayim. If you still love the other party and you want the best for them, even while disagreeing, that is a sign that your intentions are pure. You're arguing because you believe something must be corrected. But if you begin to hate the other person, you wish them harm, or you distance yourself from them, then it is no longer about truth or justice. It's about ego and pride. And that is not l'shem shamayim. The Gemara Masechtas Kedushin offers a powerful insight. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba. The Gemara talks about when two friends are learning with each other, learning Torah. Afila Ave Benoi and Rava Talmidoi, even a father and a son, or a teacher and a student, she'oiskim b'Torah, while they're learning Torah, nasim oivim zeh lezeh. In the heat of battle, in the heat of debate, they become like enemies. It appears that way because they're arguing about Pshat and the Gemara, and they're screaming at each other. However, v'einim zazim misham, atchen nasim oyhavim zeh lezeh. But they do not part ways until they become best of friends. That is the epitome of machloikas l'shem shamayim. A friend of mine just sent me this incredible story. Back in the 70s, a Jewish scientist sent a letter to Lubavitcher Rebbe presenting many difficult questions about Judaism. In the letter, he essentially argued that these questions disprove the authenticity of Torah, Chas v'Shalom. A few days later, he receives a package from the Rebbe, and he opens it up, and it's a siddur. No letter, no answers, just a siddur. And the scientist thought, the Rebbe probably misunderstood my letter. I'll rephrase my letter. So he writes another letter, this time more sharply, and words filled with kfirah. Surely now, the Rebbe will definitely respond directly to my questions. And he sends it off in the mail. A few days later, he receives another package. He opens it up, and it's a pair of tzitzis. Again, no return letter. Now he was getting frustrated. So he writes a third letter, and he lets out all of his frustrations. I don't believe the Torah came from Sinai. Jews should not be keeping Shabbos these days. Real pure kfira. Certain, this would definitely provoke a response from the Rebbe. A few days later, he gets another package from the Rebbe. And now, it's a pair of film. Now he says, okay, I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm done with the Rebbe. And he moved on with life. Many years later, this scientist slowly found his way back to Yiddishkeit. And one Sunday he decided, I will drive over to 770 and get a dollar from the Rebbe. He gets online, and finally, when it's his turn, the Rebbe gives him that smile. And immediately he realized that the Rebbe knew exactly who he was. So he asks, Rebbe, when I reached out to you the first time, You could have answered all of my questions. Why did you let me continue writing and wondering? The Rebbe looked at him and he said something so profound. You're right, and I would have won an argument, but I would have lost a friend. Wow. The Rebbe is teaching us something eternal. It's not about winning debates. It's about connection. It's about showing love and affection. The answers will come. If you search for the answers, you will find them. But first and foremost, we must show people that we care, that we're on the same team. What a lesson. The Rebbe truly embodied the midah of Hillel and Shammai. Ve'enim zazim isham, achen na'asim, ahavim zelazeh. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.